Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Lou Sanders. That's a lovely hello if you think about it. Hello. I'm Lou Sanders and this is Cuddle Club. It's a podcast about cuddling, but so much more. This week's guest is Sophie Hagen. She's an author, a podcaster, a comedian, an influencer. She must be an influencer. Yeah, this was very interesting, actually. Sophie's got some great stories. So, yeah, enjoy the show. Hello, Sophie.
Oh my God, hello. That was so exciting.
How are you?
I'm all right, I think. I'm on lockdown day 121, wow. Which, and I've counted, and that's exactly 33.3% of the year.
Oh no, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound... Also, you're taking it very seriously, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if one could take a global pandemic too seriously.
No, but what I mean is you're not even doing the gigs in the car parks or anything, are
no
you?
I'm not, but that I could easily sell that as me being, you know, careful, but that's also me being terrified of people not laughing.
It was actually really nice to gig.
It did look quite amazing, but then also I don't drive, and I'm in two minds because I miss gigging so much, but...
Next one. Tell Mark to put us on the same bill. I'll drive you then. I'll drop you to your door. Don't worry about it, baby.
It would be lovely.
And you can get in a car with me because I've had it. Although now they're saying you can rehab it in a few months. I don't know. But anyway, how are you doing in the old... I'm pointing to the head.
in the old head?
Yeah.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
She laughs nervously.
Well, I've sort of... I shouldn't be good, I think, is why it feels weird, right?
Because,
you know, global pandemic, having not left my house for a third of a year, I should be less good.
But you're loving it.
I'm loving it. I miss a lot. Like, I miss real life stuff.
Yeah.
But compared to how I should... Like, if someone had asked me how I would cope with the situation, like, months ago, I would have thought that by now I'd be a mess, but I'm not yet. Or maybe I'm just suppressing it all, and then at one point I'm going to snap and just go out and lick everyone's faces.
Nah. It's a very nice flat, and you've got all the books there. You have to have your books. You have to have your books in.
I just got my my German books. It just came out in Germany, and I got my own book in German.
Wow. So can you, they could have put anything. You wouldn't know, would
That's
you?
That's true. Yeah, it could be horrible. I'm very excited.
Have you got a bubble? I'm just opening the questions.
A bubble?
Have you got a bubble? You don't know what a bubble is.
Oh, do you mean like a social distancing bubble?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I've had a few friends stand outside of my door and say hello. But that's it.
Yeah. And nobody's really done the admin on the bubble, really.
Yeah. I also, then you have to choose. I don't know who I would choose. I don't know. It all just seems a bit...
Line them up outside and get them to do a quiz. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like do like a... Like who deserves it more?
Yeah. Well, go through their tweets and see if they've... see what kind of characters they are, and then just
search for trigger words, and then be like, oh no, Sometimes, because I have so many people automatically blocked on Twitter. So sometimes I'll get a message from someone saying, what did I do? Why am I blocked? Ooh. So I like to go and search for their name. And yeah. then I have like certain words to see what they disagree with me on that could be the reason that they're blocked. And sometimes it's quite fun just to go their username and then my username to see if they've interacted with me and they've been annoying.
Yeah.
Or then to go, you know, trans or fat or something like that and then see what they've said. And then some, often I can go back to them and say, well, you did make this comment that trans women aren't women, so that's why you're blocked. So I really love that. It's my favorite
thing. Yeah. So how do they get in touch with you if they're blocked?
Oh, so they'll find me through another platform.
Oh, okay. Right,
so they're blocked. So Twitter is the one where I have automatic...
So the Twitter does it for you. So anyone that says...
Yeah, so I subscribe to a block list. So there's people finding anyone who says something that's like transphobic or fatphobic or Nazi related. Mm. And that's mainly, you know, for self-protection because sometimes there'll be like one big troll with 20,000 followers. And then they will, if they then just see my tweet on their feed, then they will like launch an attack. So I just subscribe to all these block lists so it doesn't reach those people, hopefully. And they just automatically block. So I have, I think, 250,000, 500,000 people blocked automatically.
Wowee.
So they'll find me on Instagram and be like, I have never deserved this.
Yeah. Like, God, yeah, you have. It's funny, isn't it? Funny old world.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough.
But on to something the opposite of Twitter beefs. What is the first cuddle you remember?
Can you define cuddling? It's not it could be anything physical, niceness, caress. It's not necessarily sexual, is it?
Why not? You can answer what? This. The questions really are just a guide. I'm not going to come down hard on anyone that has got their own interpretation of the question.
It's like if I start talking about like my grandmother and then everyone's like, "Oh no, actually in the UK cuddling means hardcore rough sex."
No. It doesn't mean that. It can, again, if you want to interpret that way, I'd be very interested to hear your answers. The thing is about Cuddle Club, there's no wrong answer.
It's just because when you said that, I remember how often as a child I would pretend to be asleep so that if the adults were like just like stroking my back or like in my hair, and I was just being like frozen, being like, whatever I do, I can't lose this. Like, they have to keep. They'd be like, if she's asleep, we shouldn't wake her up. We should carry her to bed. And I'd be like, yes. Carry me to bed.
My God.
Just so that they would hold me in their arms.
Yeah, we need so much blimey hair. Because especially in our day, I think people are nicer to kids now. Like, I was listening to this Oprah Winfrey, because I'm a cliche, thing on about being seen, and it's so American. But that she was saying that when a kid walks into the room, they are analysing your face to see if you light up. It's just an act. Think like, you know, and if a kid is very lucky, their parents light up when they come into the room. But that's quite a recent thing. I feel like our parents were busy, like most people's parents back in the day were like busy to be so child focused. I don't know, and there's more awareness now, but
just because generational trauma usually gets better and better. Our parents will have carried more dysfunctional child raising from their parents, who will have carried even more from there, and then we start to get into like war stuff and, you know, poverty. So I think it is getting better and better, and people have probably a better, in general, a better understanding of mental health. So
yeah,
hopefully they don't pass on as much shit.
My granddaughter is going to be a fucking lucky bar. That's all I'm saying. But even today, like, even like if someone's rubbing your hair today, like if you've got like a partner or whatever and they're like massaging your foot and then they stop, you have to like keep shoving your foot in their face to be like, don't stop. So you know, there's a Buddhist thing.
I force my sister to do it, so she wants to play computer with me, so then we play The Sims, and then I'm like, only if you stroke my back. And then but then I have to not make the sounds because she's like, it's disgusting when you make the sounds. Because I can't help to be like, oh, yes, yes. She's like, no, this is disgusting. But that's our deal. It's like, you stroke. And then she stops. I'm like, oh, can't play The Sims now. Yeah, the Sims is dead. And then she has to keep going.
I've never played Sims, but I heard it's good. But it's just too much admin to do it.
Oh, yeah. As a tot, were you cuddled a lot?
As a kid, were you cuddled quite a lot then? Or were you quite affectionate family?
No, I had the whole like hashtag traumatic childhood thing. So that was very much a thing that was lacking quite a lot. So that, which is how I remember how much I intensely wanted it, which is one of the reasons. But I'm at the moment I'm seeing two therapists because I'm special.
How have you got the money in lockdown? No.
Oh, no. Well, one of them is, she's only like every third or fourth month. Because of the style of therapy being quite hardcore.
What is it?
It's trauma work, but it's body focused.
Yes.
So it's the worst thing I've ever had. It's so horrible. So the idea behind, I love it so much. The idea behind it is that, so trauma is a physical thing, right? Like it sits in your body.
Yes.
And so it's sort of, I don't know, some part of your brain, it's still there, which is how you still react to situations the way you did as you were traumatized. So you're still, you know, loud sounds, and you're like, that's my grandfather or whatever.
Yeah.
So what she does is that I'm not allowed to talk. I sit down and I start talking. She's like, this is not about talking. I'm like, oh, God, that's all I can.
Yeah.
So you have to sit and then be in your body and like be fully, fully present.
Yeah.
And then she will take you back into like a memory, like a trauma. So you get to, so what happened when you were a child was that this traumatic thing happened. Like a classic thing that I think most people have tried is like, you know, you're crying, but no one's coming to help you. And then because you're a baby, your brain goes, oh, you're going to die now because how are you going to eat? Right? You can't pay your bills, you're a baby. And so then you get stuck. So it is very simplified, right? But that means that today, sometimes if someone doesn't text you back, a tiny part of that could be your brain going, oh, so you're going to die. This is the same thing again.
Oh,
fuck
my gosh.
Me, right? Because you're not aware that you can pay the bills now.
Yeah.
So essentially her thing is be so present in your body and then remember when you thought you were going to die and then you get to process it and go, but I'm safe. And then you get all the trauma out through your body.
Wow.
And then you process the trauma so you're no longer scared, which is it's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a big believer that we hold all the trauma on ourselves. It's been proven. And yet we do no work on that kind of thing of getting out of the body. There's loads of treatments now to kind of speak to cells in the body and help to get out of the body. Like craniosacral that I'm always waffing on about.
What is it called?
It's called cranial sacral and it's phenomenal.
Cranial sacral?
Yeah, it's like a game
changer. And what's that?
Well, this is a problem. Everyone always asks me. And it's sort of like... Oh, I don't know. You have to Google it for a proper explanation. But all I can tell you is it's magic. Okay.
And
you have like a massive reaction to it. Crying, laughing, whatever. Like you can tell it works because if you get a good therapist, like we sound so privileged, don't we? Like I spent all my money on therapy. But I was on about 12 grand a year for years and years and I still used to do it. And there's like treatment centers that do like free 1 day a week for like people who haven't got the money and stuff. So if you want to heal your body, you can do it. Like there's things on YouTube anyway, but trying to get your parents to do that kind of stuff is harder. So we are quite lucky that we're in this time we're in and more open-minded about it.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, also I feel like I had therapy for free when I was very young because my dad refused to pay. And didn't tell anyone that he stopped paying. So I just went for free for, I don't know, 3-4 years or something without knowing that I was going there for free.
Didn't they say?
No, so my therapist assumed that I knew
Then
just kept going. And so for her, she thought that I knew, but I wasn't saying anything.
Oh my God.
So then she just kept having me. So it wasn't until I was it was the worst way of finding out as well because I was like 21. 22 when I found out, and I was trying to make her join UNICEF because I was working for UNICEF as a fundraiser. So I was like, oh, are you sure you can't afford
£9
a month?
No.
And she was being so kind and she was like, well, you know, my way of giving back is by, you know, having people for free who, you know, who can't afford it. And I was like, oh, you know what? That's really nice that you do that for people. And she said, well, I like you. And I was like, what? What do you mean?
My God.
And then we found out that I didn't know. My dad just stopped paying after 6 months. So I also feel like that is such a, that's so lucky. That is so, like, she could have just not.
Yeah.
Do you know?
For 3 or 4 years as well. Like, bloody hell. Good
to be
her.
Fair, she did say that it was a privilege and an honor to even have me as a patient, because I'm a very good therapy patient.
So nice. could your dad not afford it, or was he just like, therapy's bullshit?
He was. I don't even know if it was therapy he minded as much as it was the idea of me having therapy. I think he was just. I think he just had this idea that, you know, just pull yourself together.
Yeah.
It was just like, calm down.
Yeah. And
that whole thing.
Yeah, I guess there's a balance. Like, and I guess if you're from that generation, like, seeing everyone sort of like nasal gazing and not like, it does seem quite self-indulgent kind of thing. Fair enough. You know, they get by, I suppose.
It's just that idea of, especially he was such a, you know, this typical masculine sort of, oh, I wake up every morning at 4 a.m. and I don't complain, and I work, you know, and you're like, but you can, though, you can complain. It's okay to complain sometimes, because it sounds like you've had a rough life. So of course you're like, he once told me a story where I thought, I could not figure out for the life of me why he was telling me this story. It wasn't until afterwards I realized it was his way of saying I love you.
Oh.
Where, and his no, no, wait. The story was about when my mother was pregnant with me, and he was working. This was back in the day when there was no cell phones.
Yeah.
So he had this like monster phone thing that couldn't ring. So he'd set to his secretary, or like someone who worked at the office, that she should call him on this massive phone.
Yeah.
If my mom called them and said that she was giving birth. And then this woman hadn't called him. So when he came back to the office, he said, oh yeah, a few hours ago, you know, your girlfriend was giving birth. And then he said to me, and I almost punched her. And I was like, okay. What? And I was so shocked. He said it as like, I was like, that was the declaration of love.
Wow. Also, why didn't she call him, though? I mean, was he giving off the vibe of like, you know, just let me know. Just let me know whenever.
Some things might happen, yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Would you rather go out with someone who got you loads of presents or who was really affectionate?
Oh, affectionate. Is that like, that's like, but this, is that a love language question?
Yeah.
So how many are there? 5?
It's affection. What else is there? Like,
service?
Yeah.
Like verbal, doing something for someone.
Presence. Time. I want all of them, basically.
Yeah, I'm very much a time kind of person.
I don't mind.
I need a lot of time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I still think I've got to get on. Let's have a little bit of time. And then see them presents. No, I don't. I like affection. How good are you at cuddles on a scale of 1 to 10, would you say?
I don't think I'm good at it.
Ah.
I really don't think, because I'm so in my own head. I once said to, I mean, this is all going to be about therapy because that's the only, that's, everything's related.
That's what you've been doing in lockdown, to be fair to you.
Yeah, I went twice a week the first couple of weeks and I was like, this is too much. I don't function anymore. I'm just like a zombie. But I remember like when I do cuddle with someone, I keep saying, what are you thinking? Because they're quiet. And I'm just like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking now?
No.
What's happening? Because in my head is like analyzing the relationship, analyzing everything. And it wasn't till, and if it was a guy, they'd always be like, nothing. Like,
yeah.
How can you, what? Then what is happening in your head? It took me a while before I realized that, oh, you're just like enjoying it.
Yeah.
It like you don't have this mind racing. So I'm always like, this is exciting, isn't it? Isn't it fun? And then, oh, okay, oh, what? Oh, yeah, I didn't know you had hair there. Oh, your collarbones are lovely. And no. Why does that thing, does, you know.
It's a director's commentary on the cuddle, which, you know.
Think it's because it's not often that it happens. I think if I'm just used to it, I'll be fine. But now I'm just so excited when it happens and so into it that I'm like I had this whole thing with penises.
Go on.
I had so many, I hadn't had a boyfriend since I was like in my 20s, and then I went through like a bunch of one night stands, which were just sort of only one night stands. So then when I started sleeping with someone regularly, I got to see it like flaccid and, you know, and in the morning light. And I was just like, you as a penis owner, you get to play with this as much as you can. So I didn't know how it felt, like flaccid. Yeah. And like what it can do and what can you stretch and what can you pull and how does this feel and what
did you have a you had a good old go on it, did you?
Yeah, I had a good little play. And then I was like, this, just so you know, this isn't sexual, this is me trying to learn the anatomy of a penis.
But before you know it, it's standing up back up again and you don't get to
see
it.
So frustrating.
I had a dream last night about a massive schlong. Like, it was so big, and apparently that is a good omen. And then I didn't get a job. I didn't get a job today. I got so is it a good omen? Maybe it is a good omen because the job sounded like a nightmare.
But what was the context of the big penis? Was it attached to someone, or was it just an image of a floating penis?
No, to be fair to the guy, it was on a guy, and I was like, well, that's not gonna go in, but I'll do what I can. It's very good of me, really. So you're not good at cuddles, even what about if it's a friend, like a good friend?
I'd like to think that I am.
Mark Watson said you were. Because when I had him on the podcast, I said, what was the last cuddle you had? And he said, oh, bloody Hagen this morning came around. And I said, good cuddle? And he said, yeah, absolutely great.
Oh, that's good. I've never thought about I think I'm too much in my own. I think I'm always too, I'm just too much in my own head to really be able to judge it. I'd like to think that I am.
You need to get out of that head and into the grip, my love. And that's 2020.
But all the trauma's in the body and I don't want to go there.
Oh, yeah. Go and tell us this one. Yeah. What's been the best, weirdest or worst cuddle you've had?
Ooh. Okay. Oh, I'm going to try and make my brain not think about this particular example because I feel like it's such a teenager answer. But that's just the only thing that's in my head.
Yeah, go on. There's no wrong
answer. He was so hot. I always describe him as like, he has like a V-shaped body.
Yeah.
So he had this like a Hercules sort of, like he was like a triangle. So we'd gone to school together for 3 years, but I'd had a boyfriend for those 3 years. So we broke up when school ended, me and my boyfriend. And then suddenly I just saw these guys I'd gone to school with as like, options, and I hadn't seen them like that before, and they were all musicians with like hair down to their bums and just, you know, no muscles, but they were big and they were perfect. And then we went to this house party in the middle of nowhere, so we all had to stay over, so we were like 18 people, 18, 19 years old, sleeping in like one bedroom. So we were five people in the bed. So I was forced to lie up next to, up against this guy who played like the electric guitar and sang. And now is a, he's something, he works in Greenland in the snow. He's perfect. Mm. And so kind.
Get him on the podcast.
And so we were just lying like up against each other. And then it went so slowly. It was like, I think it must have been over like half an hour where we just moved like gradually.
No.
Like millimeters and millimeters slow closer. Yeah, and so, you know, to the end where I could sort of like feel his breath on my lips, but we both like had our eyes closed, so we weren't sure if the other person was awake.
Oh my god.
It's just kept going closer and closer, and it was like electrifying when our hands like finally did touch, and then our knees would touch, and it all exploded with like massive makeout session, right?
Whoa.
Massive, just with all these people around us in this room in the middle of the night, and just having known each other 3 years but never having done it. Oh, that was the best one.
Wow.
It was just, the anticipation.
What an answer. I'm electrified just here. That's what I want. Oh my god, I love that. I love the tension. Okay, who would you most like to cuddle? Can be alive, dead, animal.
I mean, as long as animals are a possibility, why would you ever choose a human?
Well, it could be like any human. That's the great thing.
Yeah, but it could also be any animal.
Yeah, that's true.
So it could be the world's biggest dog.
Yeah. And
there's no human
me.
As soft as a dog.
Yeah, but a dog you can't talk to. Well, you can, but they won't generally talk back.
Exactly, it's perfect.
And this is a cartoon one. It can also be like in the realms of cartoons, etc.
Oh,
not to sway you.
Oh, but I also feel like I should take advantage of it. And then, you know, if like say you could cuddle with Lee Harvey Oswald, you could also like ask some questions.
Sure.
It's not that he necessarily is good at. I wouldn't know. I don't want to slander.
There's different avenues to explore. You know, do you want to get your cerebral part working? Do you just want to go for that? You know, it's a tricky question, and it's really.
Have you seen that show? What's it called? It's not True Detective. It's the other one, Mindhunter.
I don't watch stuff like that.
So it was like a serial killer thing. And there's a guy who plays, I think, Ed Kempner. Mm. So he plays a serial killer, but I'm pretty sure the actor isn't. But he's like three meter tall. He's just this huge, cuddly guy. But again, I don't know him, so I don't know if I want to speak to him. This is a very difficult question that I'm taking very seriously.
You know, you get towards the end of the podcast and I will be throwing out some trickier questions, and that's Cuddle Club.
I'm just going to go with the world's biggest dog.
Okay, the world's biggest.
I just really love dogs.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
When do you most need a cuddle? That's easier. That's a bit of an easier question for you.
Yeah, that's an easy one. When do I need a cuddle? I feel like saying when everything's too much. Hmm. You know, when it's just like things have been stacking up, and then you're like,
yeah,
I'm just gonna put my phone away and shut my computer and never speak to a living person again. That's when I need someone to just, it's okay. Just give a little cuddle.
Sometimes I imagine it. As bleak as that may sound, sometimes I imagine sort of, it's not even a human being. It's kind of like a don't really know what it is. And it's just the arms.
Well, I'm trying to explore, I guess, like self-cuddling.
Ooh, go on, yeah.
Just part of like a self-parenting thing, right?
Yeah.
So, and again, it's something that makes you feel so ugh, right? It's so, it's such an Oprah Winfrey thing, right? It's
such a
you know, cuddle you. But it's just like giving yourself a cuddle.
Yeah.
And like giving yourself some physical attention, not in a wanky way.
Yeah.
But like getting a stuffed toy. I have stuffed toys, and then I'm just like hugging them. And then if you do that to a something like a thing,
yeah,
it will automatically go back into you because you are giving it, so you will also be receiving it. My therapist said that. I don't know how that works.
That's incredible.
So I'll sometimes just like give myself a hug. Like I try to do that several times a day and just, you know, connect with my body and try and give myself the comfort.
Yeah.
Because it's always good being able to not
rely
on
other
people, right?
The dream is to be completely in your own power, not relying on anyone, which is great. And I do think, I heard that the first time on this podcast, weirdly, although it's called Cuddle Club, I didn't know about that. And then Kerry Howard said, you can like hug yourself. And then, when I'm putting moisturizer on, I say good girl to my legs. Good strong girls.
Yeah, good. I love that.
Good strong girls. You got me this far. Come on.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
Best on-screen cuddle.
Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Is it?
When Will's dad comes back and then he leaves him again.
Oh,
and then
yes.
He does his whole. Do you remember it?
Well, no, but someone sent me the clip. I don't remember anything, but someone sent me the clip for Colour Club, and I watched it all, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
It's the best. And then he gives his hug to Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
And then when he does, Uncle Phil's arm like knocks his hat off.
Yeah.
Or his cap thing off, and then it sort of comes a bit off, but then Uncle Phil just throws it away, and then just. Oh,
that's lovely. Oh,
and it's such a good one.
But yeah, someone sent that. And I'm glad they did, although I was crying my little eyes out.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to the end of the podcast. And now we have the practical, which is lucky you're in isolation because you don't have to do it in real life. So I hug you and you see if you can feel it. Now you're more, you're into like the energy healing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You might just
I have crystals and everything.
Oh my god,
that helps.
Is that quite
I don't
a new
know what
thing?
They do.
Is that quite a new thing for you?
Yeah, because my friend is very much into all of that and witchcraft and spells and smells and oils and stuff. So she sent me a bunch of stuff and cute. I'm trying to learn about it. So I don't know much about it yet, but I like it. I just don't understand it.
I like the fact she's into smells. Oh, she's really into
that. Was just like put lavender oil under your nose and then you something.
Yeah.
The moon. She's into the moon as well.
Yeah. Lavender under the nose and a wizard will appear. Okay. So if you close your eyes and then I'll say when I'm coming in. I'm coming in. And now I'm hugging you. Can you feel it?
Is it like a gentle...
Yes, gentle, but I've got my
a
arms
gentle sort
you.
Of
yeah.
I'm going kind hug.
Yeah, it's very kind.
Because that's what I feel.
Yeah, it's very kind. I'm going to step out now. And that was the hug.
Yeah, and now I'm just filled with coldness again.
Yeah, no, but there's still love there. There's still love there. It transmits.
That was so nice. I feel like I felt something.
Oh, great. I love that. Okay. Now I close my eyes and then you come in and you hug me. And don't hold back. Just go for it.
Okay. I'm hugging you now.
Yeah, that is lovely. That's very calm. And I went the extra hog and I put my my head on you.
I've been told that I make people want to tell me things that they don't want to tell people.
Wow. I wish that this was video because the look you gave after that was really good.
I know all your secrets already. You didn't even have to tell me.
Thank you so much for being part of the Colour Club. And also, this is the exciting news. Everyone else, I said, you'll get a thing if we bother making it. But you're the first one to come in when we've actually made it. And I'll show you. Hang on. You might not be using a lockdown. But then the rules have laxed a bit.
Soap?
It's... No. Very good, actually. No, it's a condom.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's a condom with Luli's lucky dong bag on and a picture of me. And that is winging its way to you.
So is it, can we only use them with other people who are in the club or?
Oh no, because that would be a nightmare in terms of admin.
Admin.
Yeah, and their wives and husbands, etc. we should mark amazing. Each other in the hug. And I'm going to give you 9. I'm going to give you 9.
Thank you. What can I do better?
You are a dream for a counsellor's dream. I don't know. It's more.
I was
just
too much in my own head, was I?
I think it's like gigs. I think it's like gigs in that sometimes you can't control the energy of the day, how they're feeling, etc. And you could do your best work and still be met with a 9. Sometimes. Yeah, and sometimes you could phone it in and be met with a 10. And that's just
that's
life.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. Also, I can't be giving out loads of 10s because Mark will get upset because he did get a 10. But he
did
was,
he get a 10?
But that's because
but was that
he,
in real life?
That was in real life. It's not fair. It's not an even playing field. And that's what I mean, like with gigs, you know. Your car park gig's not going to be your Glee Birmingham. It's just not. What did I get? And you can mark me down. I don't mind. Be
I say
honest.
You got a 7.
A 7. I knew it was a 7.
Because I also don't... But I think a lot of that is me.
Mm.
Because even though we know each other, we've known each other for a long time, I don't feel like
we haven't hugged
not
that much.
Close.
Yeah.
You
yet.
Haven't hugged that much.
Yet. I think
that's true. I think I just put a little distance between because I was a bit standoffish because I was a bit nervous because we don't know each other well. So I think that's why. I think it was basically me not letting you in.
We've got room to grow and so in life, isn't it?
We'll be 10-10 soon.
Yeah. So that was Sophie Hagen. You can follow her on, I'm going to say Twitter, Sophie Hagen, SOFIEHAGEN. And she is on Instagram as well. Sophie Hagen DK stands for, you decide. You can buy her book. You can listen to her podcast, Made of Human, and tweet her a compliment if you like. Why not? Follow me at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Will you please rate, review, subscribe to my podcast, and remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club, and it does.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.